It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
Comfortable struggling. Many Christians are struggling, some for different reasons. Bad choices or decisions, infliction by another, demonic curses, and the will of God operating in your love, plus many more. I will touch on each of these today. But my focus will be on those who are struggling because you haven't identified why you're struggling and have become comfortable in struggling as if it is normal. Struggling is not supposed to be a consistent part of a Christian's life. Don't confuse struggling with being tested or strengthened by God. This happens consistently. That's why you need to understand what's happening to you and why. It will make all the difference in how you proceed and how quickly you come out of the struggle. Too often, I've seen Christians going through various circumstances and not understand why. Many have convinced themselves that it's God's will and have accepted it. The truth is, it was by their own doing in many cases, even when they were informed of why they were struggling, because they had convinced themselves it was God, they continued to suffer. This is the bad processing of information that I will address today. Sometimes we get stuck in our way of thinking and have a difficult time finding our way out. It is my desire to help you understand that struggling and suffering are not your portion in Christ, and that there's a way out if you'll believe. Bad choices and decisions. This, for me, is the biggest challenge for Christians. The Spirit of God is flowing through the believer, but often we allow other influences to interfere in that flowing, which then causes poor choices and decisions. Often the stumbling block is our own wants and desires, and we try to pass it off as if it's God choosing. Here's an example of what I'm speaking about. For the sake of embarrassment, I'll use the name Mitch. Mitch was married with children. Mitch believed that God had spoken to him and told him to pursue a career in selling legal services. He believed that this would make him a millionaire, which was his desire, so that he could financially take care of his family. He was driven by this, making on by decision, one bad choice after another. After 20 years of this, his wife decided to divorce him, his children because of his decisions became angry with him. He has continued to struggle and suffer even after losing everything he coveted. Mitch today continues to struggle because he doesn't understand how God works. Inflicted by another. We as people mean well. I'm sure you've heard the saying, hurt people hurt people. There are many in the world that are bad, wicked, and evil. It's again important to know why your struggle is what it is. Being hurt by people is part of life. We all will experience struggle or suffering because of other. It's just part of life. Have you ever been one who has someone come and borrow money from you? You're in a tough place financially, but you want to help the person out. You can't afford to do it, but you do anyway, hoping the money is returned in the time frame given. Because if it's not, you know you're in trouble. I know many of you have experienced this. One could argue it's a bad decision or choice, but nonetheless it ends up in a struggle for wanting to do a good thing. I've endured many struggles because of others. It should not be this way. Learn to know who you should help and who you shouldn't. Who's for you and who's not for you. Demonic affliction. As a believer in Jesus, it should be expected that this will happen. You should be worried if it's not. Darkness is drawn to light and you are light. If you're living the way you should be, this is commonplace. There's no getting around it. It is part of your identity. But there is struggling and suffering because of curses and covenants, knowingly and unknowingly. Some you may have engaged in, some you may have received because of your bloodline. This was my case. I had no idea of such a thing before. If you listen to me long enough, you will continue to hear me say that knowledge is key. We will be destroyed for the lack of it. Hosea 4:6. I was raised by narcissists. Because of this, I was blinded to seeing people clearly, though I was gifted to see people. It's not by coincidence that the major relationships in my life were controlled by narcissists. I was predisposed to not seeing who they were because of my upbringing. I struggled and suffered tremendously at the hands of narcissists. I will go deeper into another episode and in my upcoming book. Until God placed me in the enemy's camp, I would have never known the truth. I will say it again. It is crucial that you know and understand your struggles. It determines the course of action that's needed to overcome. Divine struggling. 2 Timothy 3:12. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from. Corinthians 1:5-7. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. I hope you see my point. God orchestrates things in our life so that we can grow, develop, mature, so that we can know, see, walk, and live in His truth. Everything I've gone through has me at the place where I can now be there for you. Every part of it is orchestrated by God, all to help you to the truth. If I had not known why, I would have believed that my life was meant to be a struggle. Because of seeking truth, I know that it was for a greater purpose. We go through things for ourselves, but often it's meant to benefit others. I struggled all my life. Why would I want you to struggle the way I did? That's why I'm going to pour out every bit of what's in me out to you. I will leave this world having left nothing in me. My struggling will not be in vain. Struggling and suffering can come in many forms because of various causes, but I desire for you to understand that know the origins is vital to perseverance. As a Christian, you are not supposed to struggle. Jeremiah 29:11 says it best. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Can it get any clearer than that? We suffer and struggle because we don't know the truth, and we don't live by that truth. Walk in the identity given you, and Jeremiah 29:11 becomes your reality. This is God's will for His children.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4:6, my people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.